Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
When I say modest, Vink Capps, I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, was ranked nationally, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So guess what? I bring a unique combination to the dance. Okay? I'm not the average boxing fan, though. You are. So straight up, you want to say something, you can. I open the toll-free phone lines up at the top of each hour just once. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 years in existence. I've been knocking out bums now for over 4 decades. So we'll talk boxing, of course, a little MMA, but it's a bit of a quiet weekend, the Easter weekend here, of course, in the world at large. Of course, Easter is celebrated around the world. So those of you that celebrate Easter, happy Easter. For those of you that don't, have a great day. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we'll talk about Jaron Ennis. Of course, last week he unified some of the welterweight titles, the IBF and the WBA welterweight title. I don't know what that means because the bottom line is he hasn't fought anybody. I mean, Stanonis, I mean, he was game, but I really don't think he was up there in the league of Ennis. And Ennis, of course, is a bit of a weight bully, I think. I think he comes in at 147, or he weighs 147, and then walks into the ring about 170. Bottom line is, I'm not down with these weight bullies. You know, but I heard a little spiel by Mills Lane a couple of weeks ago. Of course, Mills Lane, my former broadcast partner, the Let's Get It On referee. Of course, the Mills Lane, Judge Mills Lane in that television show and all that kind of good stuff. But, the referee when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield. Anyway, he was of the opinion that you should always walk around at your fighting weight, because he walked around at 147. And believe me, when he was almost 7 years old, he was walking around with me, running with me, and he was 147 pounds. We used to weigh each other, I kid you not. But bottom line is, I don't think you can do that in today's world. I think you've got to be able to weigh in at 140 and, of course, maybe a replenish. But going up to 170 from 140 like Devin Haney has done, I don't think that's cool. I think that's cheating. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Sports Byline, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, CRN. I keep going and going. But the bottom line is, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, we'll bring in boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. This is Sports Byline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm messing with my producer in the other room there. I tried to get him to do something at the last minute here. Of course, these computers in the Sports Byline Studios don't work all that quick. I'm laughing because, like, I see the frustration in his face. Straight up, you are tuned to Good Morning. He ain't even saying good morning, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. On the line,
like,
of course, he ain't online yet.
Come back to switch the song.
Is he ready? Is Sock ready to go? Okay.
Yes,
my producer's talking to my guest, so straight up, let's try to go. But can we interrupt your conversation just for a second? Bottom line is, Socrates Palmer, how are you today?
I'm doing great, brother. Good morning. Good afternoon.
All right, good afternoon. I got to ask, you know, all these different I'm seeing stuff on the web where fighters are going broke and Larry Holmes is on the critical list in a hospital and all kinds of good stuff. And these YouTube posts are generating thousands upon thousands, maybe tens of thousands of hits. People are watching this stuff, and yet it's absolutely crazy. I mean, the only one I haven't seen is Socrates Palmer was decapitated, and then they put his head back on. Outside of that, everything else has been in play.
Well, I'm glad my head is on straight. I didn't hear about Larry Holmes. Is he doing bad?
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Even you fell for it. It's all bull spit. Spit with an H.
Okay. I think we are in the world of AI.
Stephen Smith supposedly said that that Floyd Mayweather's bankrupt after a $402 million scam, something like that. I don't know if I even believe Stephen A. Smith.
Well, those rumors have been around for a while that Floyd had been scammed big time, you know, by some investors. You know, would I be surprised? No.
How come I'm not crying?
Because you shouldn't. Unless you're peeling an onion, there's no need to cry for Floyd Mayweather. You know, and there's nothing, and we're not haters, you know, it's just the fact that, you know, Floyd's just the guy that is hard to be sympathetic to.
You know, when I go to Vegas, I love to go downtown Vegas and the old Vegas, and I go by Johnny Taco's gym there on Main and Charleston. Of course, it's still standing. I think they do some private classes in there. But the bottom line is, Vegas obviously isn't what it was at one point in time. Do you think Vegas is ever going to get back in the play of boxing, or is Vegas done? Is that history?
Wow, that's a great question. And that's a question that I never thought I'd be asked. I think some of the luster has gone. It's going to be interesting to see how TKO handles things, because they will be a player, and their main, you know, their main playpen is Vegas. So I'm not going to say quite yet, but it's not what it used to be, you know, with the Saudis basically bringing all the big fights over there.
You know what was sort of cool about Vegas is that the fights were outdoors, and early on in the 80s and the 90s, the fights were outdoors until, I guess, about 92. But for the most part, they were outdoors. 16, 17,000-seat arenas would be erected on the tennis courts at Caesar's Palace. It was crazy. The Riviera Hotel did it. I think the Hilton Hotel built some outdoor arenas as well. I mean, these outdoor arenas, I mean, Mike Tyson, Ali, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is those outdoor arenas, of course, were the yesterday, and then of course they came with the MGM Grand and things like that, and the Mirage Hotel opened with that decent arena, of course, back in 1989. But since then, Vegas is it's all tourists. I mean, when I say tourists, I mean there isn't any sports attractions anymore. I don't even think people go to Vegas to bet anymore, because you need to bet online.
That's a good point. It has become very family oriented. It's Disneyland, so to speak, for adults. You know, I mean, it's still a hot spot for bachelor parties and, you know.
Oh, yeah. But wait, there's plenty of hookers still on the strip, okay? Plenty of hookers. Yeah. And what cracks me up is those guys come up to you with those cards, those little cards, those postcards with a picture of a chick on it, and they go, hey, call her, and they flip the cards at you and say, man, leave me alone. Stop harassing me. They should take those guys off the strip.
Yeah, that's the oldest profession, I think, is still intact over there.
But it's but here's what's up. It's a total scam. Half the time you're getting, I've been told, reportedly, half the time you're getting robbed.
Yeah. I think you got to be nuts to go off of that. And, you know, I mean, everything.
But here's
what's
up. But when guys go to Vegas, guys and girls to an extent, they leave. What happens in Vegas really stays in Vegas unless it's an STD.
Ouch! That's a great line. I've never heard that before. That is a souvenir that you definitely do not want to bring back home. Stick to keychains.
You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I got my producer shaking his head in the other room. It is what it is. I mean, I know guys that went to Vegas, and I hear these stories. I tell them, guys ask me, hey, you know, you used to work in Vegas, isn't it? So tell me what the scoop is down there. I said, the scoop is to stay away from the hookers and the hoes. And how do you do that? You just mind your own business. When they're going down the strip, and these beautiful girls, listen, I mean, do you really think some beautiful girl's going to want to talk to you unless you're going to give her some money? You think they're, like, picking up on you because you're a good-looking guy or some kind of stuff? Man, let that illusion go, bro. Bottom line is these girls are all out there for the money. And the bottom line is half the time you get robbed or something goes down, somebody runs. The bottom line is buying sex, unless you're going to a brothel, and I'm not an expert on any of that stuff, being a former policeman, but unless you're going to a brothel, a licensed brothel that's monitored by a state, I think anything's unsafe.
Hey. Like P.T. Barnum said, right? A sucker's born every minute, and you know, there's still it's probably the story of time, right? The little head controlling the big head.
Yeah, but here's what's up: guys go to Vegas, and guys that have never done cocaine in their life before do cocaine there, and guys that have never done hookers before do hook. I mean, it's like, yikes, man! What happens when they get off the plane? I never got that. When you get off the plane, become a different person.
Yeah, it's like all inhibitions go out the window. It's like, yeah, it's like you said, it's the squares. It's the squares that get in trouble the most. Yeah.
I've known police officers that have gone down there, and police chiefs and sheriffs and that kind of good stuff, and they've all gotten in trouble. I mean, Las Vegas. Here's what's up. I will admit to this. In the 90s, at one point in time, I may have I may have had a couple of drinks in Las Vegas, and a Las Vegas policeman may have told me to take a cab. But that's it. I mean, I learned. Believe me, I learned. I mean, you know, you see enough. I didn't think I was drunk. He says, well, let's not take a test, but why don't you take a cab? I say, okay. Feel me? I mean, I mean, I didn't think I was drunk, but bottom line is he said I shouldn't be driving, so I went with that. But back to Floyd being broke, Larry Holmes is dead, Mike Tyson's on life support. I mean, all these different, I mean, is this AI or is this BS or is it both?
It's the National Enquirer on steroids. I think that's the best way to
But the National Enquirer, you know, they did some good work on the Kennedy assassination and different things like that. They there was some journalistic value to them at one point in time.
Yeah, probably far and few between. I mean, I remember the Elvis is still alive stuff and all that jazz.
Elvis is still alive, man. He works here in the Sports Byline Studios. In fact, he's in the other room right now running the boards. That's Elvis. The ghost of Elvis. Actually, you know, I hadn't done any radio in 13 days, which is a long time for me, and which is cool. Let the voice rest, let my mind rest, that kind of good stuff. But I was thinking about Scott Cuddy this week, and I spent a lot of time. I mean, for some reason, I had Cuddy on the mind. I just did. And, of course, he would want me to take a break every, like once a year. He want me to kick me out of the studio and say, you know, why don't you come in? And I come in. I said, am I sucking? What's the matter? He goes, no, I just don't come in for a week. Just take a week off. I'll tell you what, we'll both take a week off. How's that? We'll take the same week. I said, okay. So we would both take the same week or the same 2 weeks off. But the bottom line is, that's the only time that I, in the last, like, 35 years, that I really haven't done weekly radio. Of course, when Cuddy said take a break. So when I felt the need to take a break last week, I wasn't feeling all that good. And I said to myself, perfect timing. And then I heard Cuddy in the background, go take a break. So we're going to take a break right now. We're going to run to the commercial break. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Eddie Cotton died on this day in April 22nd, 2001. Of course, a referee. We'll talk about him after the break. We'll talk about Haseem Rahman as well. Of course, you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. About a day.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
According to the National Transportation Safety Board, sleepy truckers are responsible for 1,000 deaths a year. In second place, O.J. Simpson at 2 deaths a year.
I bring up O.J. because I had dinner with O.J. after a Trinidad fight in Florida. I think it was in 2001. Bottom line is it was an intriguing evening. Don King sort of held court there that night. Of course, there's Dana Jameson, his vice president, was there with me and the Trinidads and O.J. Simpson. It was quite a dinner. I'll never forget it. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. We're going to talk history at about 40 minutes past the hour. Bringing, of course, my man Frank 1961 checking in on Twitch, the Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Good Lord, my hell. Anyway, speaking of Hossein Rahkhmon, May 22nd, 2001, he knocked out Lennox Lewis. Of course, that was in Africa. And, of course, we had him on the phone. Huff and Stan Hoffman, his manager at the time, got him on the phone like an hour afterwards. You know, an hour afterwards, he was on the phone with me. I think we were back with the Talk America radio. Then we were back then. But the bottom line is that was an intriguing day, no doubt about that. But, of course, Lennox Lewis didn't train really for that fight. He was doing a movie in Vegas like Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12, something like that. But, Sock, what movie? Do you remember what movie that was, Ocean's 11?
I think there was, yeah. It was one of those Ocean's movies.
He was partying, you know, kicking back and having a good time doing the movie thing, and then they went over to Africa and he got knocked out. But he silenced Hossein Rahkhmon, of course, in the rematch, knocked him out in five rounds. Of course, that was the next fight. But when I think about Hossein Rahkhmon, you know what he's famous for besides winning the heavyweight title? Do we lose him? Let's call him back. Damn. I hate Skype. You know what? Skype is going to change. Evidently, Skype is going to change its name or something like that in the next couple of months. It's going to go to something else. And the bottom line is I am so tired of Skype, man. Skype is a pain in the, you know what, ASS, and it just doesn't seem to get it together. And, of course, I hear the stuff coming in on my ear, but, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, last week, Jerry Dennis, of course, stopped Mr. Stennis. Of course, and that was in the eighth round. I think Tommy D, the Sunday shot caller, he predicted that fight actually to the round. It was for the IBF and WBA welterweight titles and is considered the force at 147. That means nobody else at 147 can fight. Of course, next week, Battle of the UK, Chris Eubank and Conor Benn. Somebody could check those guys for steroids or something like that, but the bottom line is they're going to hook it up. It will be a middleweight fight that will be on the zone. Of course, May the 2nd, coming to you live on pay-per-view from Times Square in New York City. Ryan Garcia and Rolly Romero, that's the junior welterweight main event. And the co-feature, Devin Haney, my favorite fighter, taking on Jose Ramirez. No doubt about that. He's back. We're ready to go. Sock, you there?
Yes, sir.
That's a little bit better. What's that? Now, is it your side or is it our side? Who can I do? Can I fix a blame for the Skype thing? Are you stealing cable from the gypsy in the building or what?
No, I'm good. I'm good. You know.
If you're stealing cable from the gypsy, you have to realize, you know, when he's down, you're down.
I mean, you know.
I'll be honest with you. Okay, I remember one time. When a guy, I won't say, but anyway, I would never cop to admitting stealing any signals or anything like that. But the bottom line is I don't think too many people pay for pay-per-view. In fact, on Tommy D's show a couple of weeks ago, we asked the question, who buys pay-per-view? And outside of one guy that was a guest on the show and Larry Merchant, we can't find anybody in the continental USA that buys these pay-per-views.
I don't know how they're still in business.
Well, the Arab guy, I mean, he's, you know, the Saudi Arabian, the Turkey, whatever his name is, bottom line is, he doesn't have to make money. He can wipe his butt with $1 million every day and he'll still have money. People don't realize that. I mean, he has more money than you could ever imagine.
He's got the whole nation of oil behind him. Yes, he does.
You know, and I don't know if that's good. I mean, he's hooked up with Dana White. Dana White's not my favorite guy. Everybody knows that, of course. Me and Dana had that contract dispute back around UFC 35, 37, 38, somewhere around there. But on bottom line is we haven't really talked since then. We bumped into each other one time, and I wasn't too pleased with that because I just don't like the guy. I mean, he's a guy that I just don't like. I mean, it's personal, it's professional. I just don't like him. But I will say this, he has gotten himself in pretty good physical condition. He used to be like a doughboy, and now he looks pretty good solid.
Yeah, I think he had a health scare. I saw him in an interview, and hey, listen, if I had the money Dana White had, I mean, shit, I'd look amazing as well. So
okay, watch that language. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Watch that language. You are tuned to Battle of the UK next week. Conor Benn and Chris Eubank, have they both been checked for steroids?
Ooh, or eggs. You got to check for eggs. You know, that's supposedly what Conor Benn tested positive for, is he contaminated eggs. Like, you know, that's why he got hit with the eggs in the face by Eubank. And did you see his father coming out and basically saying he wants nothing to do with his son in the corner?
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, but according to him, he said that it was a classless move and that that's something he never taught him. It sounded very weird, like, especially to come out and say that so close to such a big fight, you know, but...
You know what? Here's what's up. The last thing you need to be is jettison somebody from your corner and right before or around the fight. You really don't need that. You know what I mean? You don't need the mental distraction.
No, not at all. And it's, look, was it a punk move? Yeah. Was it funny? Yeah. And we're talking about it because at the end of the day, I'm sure that's what Eddie Hearn wanted. So it's a grudge match. You know, they're both guys kind of living off their dad's names, but there's some real animosity, so it should be entertaining.
Okay, back to the internet. What's My Star Worth? That is the internet page for What's My Star Worth, number one. 147,000 subscribers, according to YouTube right here. The lead story is Muhammad Ali's tomb was opened up after 11 years, and what scientists found is shocking. Of course, the second story is Sugar Ray Robinson's tomb was opened after 34 years, and what scientists found is shocking. Larry Holmes, on the critical list. Felix Trinidad, feel sorry for Felix Trinidad, he's on the critical list too. I mean, the bottom line is, how does this guy get away? How do they get away? You can't tell me that there isn't some type of what could I do if they? What if they decide to do that about me?
Then, I mean, there's no. It's the Wild West. It really is. If they did it about you, that means you're doing something right, because you know that's all you named is pretty famous people. So, you know, let them make up these stories. There is no such thing as bad publicity, right?
Things are tragic for Floyd Mayweather Sr., now 72 years old. I mean, I can keep going and going here. This is absolutely bizarre. Things are tragic for Manny Pacquiao, now at 46. Everyone is shocked. Strange facts about Mike Tyson's final boxing match. At 92, former maid finally breaks the silence on Muhammad Ali. I mean, how do you know? Do you have any idea who these people are?
None whatsoever. Who knows if they're actually people? It could be, you know, just algorithm, artificial intelligence, you know, these cockamamie stories. You don't know.
Okay, Ryan Garcia and Raleigh Romero coming to town in a couple of weeks. Of course, I was going to come out for that, but it's just too damn expensive. Raleigh Romero's going to put up a good fight, but Raleigh's going to lose, right? That's right. Isn't that the way this is scripted?
I believe that's a great way to write this out. Yeah, I think Raleigh will give a good effort, but I think he walks into something ugly and get stopped eventually by Ryan.
Okay, my favorite guy, Devin Haney. Oh, God. Did you know he's undefeated?
He's undefeated, yes.
He's undefeated, but yet the last time I saw him fight, I saw him, he got knocked down four times in a round, and the referee, Harvey Dock, gave him a pass. According to Bernard Hopkins, he gave the, quote, brother a pass.
Yes, he did. You know, something about Devin Haney, He's almost like that character, that Chris Rock character. Everybody hates Chris. Everyone hates Devin. You know, Devin, he's just an unlikable guy. You know, and you know, I've never met him personally. I'm sure he's a nice dude, but, you know, he's just a very dislikable guy. Maybe it's his father. It's maybe it's the fact that he's suing other fighters.
Do you think he's sort of aggressive with the lawyers and this kind of stuff because he's gay?
Yeah, there's been that rumor that he might.
Here's what's up. I mean, no. I'm not, listen, there's nothing against me. If you want to be gay, that's fine, this and that, okay? But don't go out there and portray yourself as some big macho superstar, this kind of stuff, and then be, wearing ladies' dresses at night. Of course, we know Oscar De La Hoya that's done that. And Oscar, of course, when I asked Oscar about it, he told me I wasn't into nothing gay. I was just into dressing like a girl.
He's just a freak. And the
cocaine! Cocaine!
Like Rick James said, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Okay.
Isn't Devin from San Francisco, but he swears he's from Oakland?
Yeah, I know. Everybody knocks being from San Francisco. And then for a while there, I can understand where they were coming from, because when I would go on the road and I'd be like in Denver or Cleveland or Pittsburgh or something like that, I tell them I'm from San Francisco, and these people were like, they back off just for a second, man. They have to think about it for a second. So I end up telling them I'm from San Mateo or San Bruno. I kid you not. Is that terrible? I couldn't tell them where I was from. And then, of course, there was that time in Vegas when I did the Spanish thing in Spanish, and the girl asked me where I was from. I told her I was American, and she asked me where I was from. I told her San Francisco. She put the two things together. She told the other girls in line. Nobody wanted any pictures of me after that.
Oh, boy. That's
how do you clean funny. That one up? Hey, I'm telling everybody I'm gay here, and I'm from San Francisco to boot, and she's telling him he's gay from San Francisco. Let's get out of here. All these girls like scattered on me. I was rolling. I mean, I had like there must have been 8-10 girls around the table at that point in time. And then nothing.
Oh boy.
It looked like the Sports Byline Studios here on Monday. Straight up on Sunday. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Listen, you have a great day. A great week. Hug Sebastian. Say hello to your lovely daughter. And, of course, hug the wife. We'll talk soon. Hey, I guess those toothbrushes haven't showed up yet, huh?
Not yet. But all right. They'll get here when they get here.
All right. Bottom line is, what a joke. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Okay. I sent them some Oral-B toothbrush heads, and they haven't got there. They sent them like 2 weeks ago. You are tuned to Sports Byline.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Okay, after blasting out Keith Rucker for a Golden Glove championship, I'll make on my way to a press conference, okay, to talk to a couple of members of the media. And on the way, my mother says to me, as I'm talking all kinds of smack, she goes, "Well, Pete, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth." Turns out she stole that line from Muhammad Ali. But the bottom line is she also said, people don't want to hear you tell the truth, so don't tell the truth too often. Straight up, I don't know what she meant by that, but the bottom line is people don't want to hear you compliment yourself. Of course, we talk about Eddie Cotton. Referee Eddie Cotton passed away, of course, in 2021, of course, he passed away from, 4/22/2020 from COVID. But the bottom line is, of course, he was a referee for the Mike Tyson-Lennox Lewis fight, I think that took place in Kentucky or somewhere. It took place someplace where they didn't test for marijuana. That's why Mike Tyson fought there. But the bottom line is Eddie Cotton was a referee, and Emmanuel Stewart was screaming at Lennox Lewis in the fight, "This MF is trying to steal it from him, and this MF is trying to steal it from him." Bottom line is he was talking about Eddie Cotton. So when I caught Eddie Cotton alone in Tokyo, Japan, about 3 or 4 years later, I said to him, "Hey, man, what time is it? What are you doing?" Bottom line is he got all defensive in this and that. But, of course, when I asked a couple other people, was he on the take, talking about Eddie Cotton, they thought he just choked. I thought he might have been on the take straight up. I mean, this is my personal opinion, but he was U.S. Army sergeant, and he was a good guy. He was a good guy for the most part, 72 years old, but straight up, I thought that Mike Tyson fight was really, really, really shaky. April 12th, 1977, ABC's U.S. Boxing Championship Series comes to an end. Of course, Don King was promoting that. Of course, Al Braverman was a matchmaker. He was really the guy that was in charge here. But the bottom line is the New York City boxing writer, Malcolm Flash Gordon, of tonight's boxing program. Of course, Flash Gordon was a guy that people thought I was later in life because I wrote for Flash Magazine, right? So they thought I was Flash. In fact, Mike Tyson thought for a while that I was Flash Gordon. I had to set him straight one time. And you don't want to really set him straight and correct him, right? You have to do it eloquently. But the bottom line is, I told him, "I'm not the original Flash." He goes, "Who?" I go, "No, I write for Flash Magazine." He said, "But Flash Gordon, Malcolm Flash Gordon, he wrote tonight's boxing program. He's the guy you're thinking about. So it's not me, straight up. Mike Tyson and me going on for years." But the bottom line is, let's look at some of the history. That entire tournament, of course, ABC sportscaster Alex Wallace said there were some fraudulent boxes involved and bad rankings and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, they got to the Ring Magazine. The Ring Magazine was corrupt in that they published poor ratings and, I mean, take it back, fraudulent ratings and fraudulent records, all that kind of good stuff. So Ring was dirty. Ring was dirty, you know that about that. But I always thought that Ring was a little dirty anyway. Of course, Nat Fleischer back in, 1965, when he pulled that Muhammad Ali, Sonny Liston fight there, of course, Lewiston, Maine, when guess this, Muhammad Ali knocks down Sonny Liston with the phantom punch or the whatever. It was about an anchor punch, call it what you want it. But the bottom line is the punch landed on the chin or on the face, and Liston went down. And Liston, of course, didn't get up all that fast, but he did get up, and he was fighting back, of course, when the referee, Jersey Joe Walker, the former world heavyweight champion, stopped the fight. Now, why did he stop the fight? Because Nat Fleischer, who was the timekeeper of the fight, then the editor or publisher of Ring Magazine, jumped up on the ring apron and told him that Liston had been down for longer than a 10 count. Well, he had no business doing that. None whatsoever. So the bottom line is, it isn't Jersey Joe Walcott. It isn't Sonny Liston. It isn't Cassius. It isn't Muhammad Ali. Of course, he changed his name at that point in time. It was Cassius Clay for the first fight, Muhammad Ali for the second fight. But the bottom line is, it's none of their faults. It was all Nat Fleischer's fault. He is the the primary reason there's all this controversy involving that second Ali list to fight Lewiston, Maine. There's no other blame. And over the years, they blame the referee. They blame everybody. Everybody but Nat Fleischer. So Nat Fleischer, I thought, might have been a crook. I think for a long time, he was considered boxing's god and that kind of good stuff. But I think God may have been a little tainted. It's straight up just the way I feel. Go on. Michael Moore defeated Evander Holyfield April 22nd, 1994, to win the WBA and IBF heavyweight titles. I think I televised that for Don King, King Vision, of course. And, of course, I seen Rockman knocked out Lennox Lewis in round five to win the WBC and IBF heavyweight titles April 22nd, 2001. Let me tell you what I see Rockman's famous for. Not being heavyweight champion. Three dead bodies in the trunk of his car. They found three dead bodies in the trunk of his Cadillac. They did. How'd they get there? He don't know. I mean, come on, man. It's not like, you know, somebody's got access to your car. You got the keys, right? Three dead bodies in the trunk of your car. He knows nothing about it. Of course, he never got in charge or anything like that. But the bottom line is, I thought that was a little hanky, no doubt about that. And, of course, Hossein Rahkhmon winning the heavyweight title and being on the show four or five hours afterwards. I mean, Stan Hoffman, the late Stan Hoffman, of course, he was the guy who was involved in many boxing controversy, but he was a matchmaker. Of course, he ran the Houston Boxing Association for Josephine Abercrombie, the billionaire, of course, that wanted to get into boxing, that oil lady wanted to get into boxing back in the 1990s because she was sleeping with a guy that wanted to be a boxing manager. That's how sort of she got into it. Bottom line is, I'm talking about Bob Spagnuolo, and you know everybody knows that Bob Spagnuolo had a long running romantic relationship with a lady who was about 35 or 40 years older than him. No knock on that. I mean, she had the money, right? But the bottom line is, that's how my Spagnuolo got started in boxing, as far as his big time boxing was concerned. Of course, that was the Houston Boxing Association. They signed a lot of good fighters, but like a lot of people that get into boxing, they have a lot of money. They realize there's little or no money to make. All you do is losing it, and they get out real soon. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I got a text here on Ryan Garcia. Well, Ryan will make weight for this. I mean, Ryan knows it'll probably be a welterweight fight. I think they're going to do this at 147, but the bottom line is I think Ryan will make the weight. Devin Haney, of course, and Jose Ramirez will talk about that fight at junior welterweight. I think that'll be the welterweight fight because Jose Ramirez not the most skilled guy in the world, but he has a heart, and he's going to come, he's going to try, and I think that, listen, you got to discombobulate Devin Haney, and you don't only do that with punches, like you step on his feet, and you mess up his rhythm and this and that, and you do that, you just have to throw him off this and that, because he is a bit of he's a prime, when he gets into a groove, he can box well. There's no doubt about it. He can't punch. He can't take a punch, but he can box well. You have to give him credit where credit is due, okay? But outside of that, I don't see a whole lot of him. Of course, I think he's a weight bully as well. Of course, that's going to be May the 2nd on pay-per-view coming to you from Times Square. I was going to go back for that, but they wanted like $500 a night for a hotel room in New York City. I don't think any hotel is worth $500 a night, not even if you put a couple of chicks in it. Also on the card, just kidding. Also on that card, the WBO Junior Welterweight title, the World Boxing Organization. Teofimo Lopez, one speeding lad that lost to George Kambosos, of all people. How did he do that? I mean, if ever there was a fight that stunk, I mean, that was it. I mean, how did Teofimo Lopez lose to lame-ass George Kambosos? George Kambosos couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue. He just couldn't. I mean, he can't fight much. He can't punch. I mean, of course, that outside of being Teofimo, has done nothing of note. Of course, he had the two fights with Devin Haney. When he suckered Devin Haney to come down to Australia the first time, he said, come down to Australia, make a whole lot of money, several million dollars, and if I lose, you have to come back to Australia later on, 6 or 8 months later, and we'll do it again, and I'll make some more money. So both guys made money, but the bottom line is it was a bit of a ripoff in the world of boxing. Who do I think was better, Vitaly Klitschko or Vladimir Klitschko? Of course, Vitaly Klitschko was the original choice for the 1996 Olympics as a super heavyweight from Ukraine, but he tested positive for steroids, and then Vladimir Klitschko stepped in, of course, and some people thought that Vladimir was a better fighter than Vitaly. I guess they were both about the same. I think Vitaly was a little bit more of a face fighter. I mean, he was willing to give it up. I mean, he had a better chin, too, as well, but as far as the Klitschko is concerned, it's sort of a coin toss between the two. Now, back to Mike Tyson. We heard some rumors this week that Mike Tyson had spent a whole lot of money buying a big house down there in Florida. And listen, this is great for him. The money he made from that Jake Paul thing, I made like 15 or 20 million bucks. More power to him. He went down there, he bought himself a nice house. Listen, not everybody can work for one night for a couple of hours, because obviously he didn't train too hard for that one. He wasn't in shape. But the bottom line is nobody can work for a couple hours and make that kind of money. So more power to Mike Tyson, no doubt about that. May the 3rd. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, the so-called pound-for-pound king of boxing, not in my mind. Anyway, He'll be getting some skull that night. That's right. William Skull is the opponent. Of course, the IBF champion. I believe he's undefeated out of Puerto Rico. Of course, coming to us from Saudi Arabia. Of course, also on the card, Jaime Munguia versus Bruno Cerasi. Of course, Cerasi beat Munguia in their first fight. Because I don't think he's going to do it again, but I hope that he does. Because this is one of those guys that, you know, you sort of want to hope for the underdog. Because when he was the underdog, the last time he went in there, like I thought he was like almost a 10-1 underdog. And he licked Munguia like a stamp. Just licked him like a stamp. Of course, I've never been a big fighter, a big fan of Jaime Munguia. I think he's a face fighter. I think his chin is there to hit both the uppercuts and straight right hands and left hands. But the bottom line is people get scared of him for some reason. They back off. Of course, also on the same card, a guy that I'm ashamed of, Martin Broccoli. Of course, at one point in time, three or four months ago, I said to myself, man, this is the guy. This is the guy. This guy is going to be maybe become next heavyweight champion of the world. Of course, then he went down to Saudi Arabia at the last minute and took on, you know, I mean, come on, man. He laid down like a dog after a couple rounds. And, you know, he was fat, 300 pounds, something like that. Anyways, take on Efe Ajobaba. I think this is for some IBF elimination fight or something like that. Of course, that's going to go down May the 3rd. Also on that same May the 3rd card, Badu Jackson take on Ryan Rosicki for the WBC Cruiserweight title. May the 4th, of course, I will be in Vegas, I believe, for this one if my attorney can get me a ticket. Talk about the great Mark Risman. Of course, ESPN is going to televise this. Nono Inoue, the undefeated 122-pound champion, like 23 fights. Man, he's way up there as far as a pound-for-pound fighter is concerned. If he's not the best, he's probably the second best. But the bottom line, he's taking on Ramon Cardenas. I think he's a once-beaten fighter out of Mexico. He's going to get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. That's for the undisputed junior featherweight title or super bantamweight title, 122 pounds. On the same card, Rafael Espinosa is going to take on Edward Vasquez, of course, for the WBO featherweight title. Now, the 10th, ESPN comes back with a pretty good card. I don't know when Bob Arum and his ESPN contract is going to come to win, but he's got a good fight going here, allegedly. The junior lightweight championship, I'm talking about the WBO, Emmanuel Navarrete going back to 130 pounds. I thought he was best like 122 pounds. That was his best weight because he was able to be a weight bully and impose his size on people, okay? But the bottom line is now he's fighting 130 pounds, taking on Charlie Suarez. I don't know anything about Charlie Suarez. And the rest of the card looks like a bunch of stiffs. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Question coming in here regarding Dana White. You know, I'm not a Dana White fan. I'm not going to get down on Dana White. I want to do that every week. But the bottom line is Dana White is, of course, involved with boxing. He and the Turk, the and the Sheik have taken over the sport of boxing. They're trying to take it over. And this week I talked with a promoter. Okay, I'll say his name. I talked with Tony Holden this week. Of course, Tony Holden is the father of Bryce Holden. He's a promoter of Jake Paul and people like that. But Tony and I go back about 30 years. Of course, we did the Let's Get It On broadcast, of course, with Al Bernstein and things like that. We did some pay-per-views together. Bottom line is, I said to him, can you put your thinky cap on and put together a series? So he thought about it. He's been thinking about it for 2 or 3 weeks. And he said to me, there's no money in it anymore. I said, why? He goes, because the Zone promoters have lowered their prices to the point where the Zone doesn't pay for cards. In other words, they get free stuff to broadcast. What I'm trying to tell you is nobody can make money like that. Not a small-time promotion, not even a mid-level promotion. I thought maybe we can get a few casinos together like we did in the old days and run a boxing series, but the bottom line is that ain't happening. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A big fight, big money, and a big problem.
Controversy, yeah.
Yeah, when is a knockout not enough? They say you have to knock out the champ to beat him. And maybe you have to do even more than that. I don't know. But the controversy over the Mike Tyson-Buster Douglas fight first calls for a little history lesson. Let me take you back to Chicago, 1927. Heavyweight title fight. Jack Dempsey knocked down Gene Tunney in the seventh round. But Dempsey didn't go to a neutral corner, so by the time the ref counted nine, Tunney had been on the canvas for some 14 seconds. He got up and went on to win by decision. Tunney later wrote in his autobiography.
Known as a long count, of course, Gene Tunney. Think about this. Jack Dempsey considered one of the greatest heavyweight champions of all time, of course, a Manassas Mauler. He only won one round in two fights against Gene Tunney, or Gene Tooney. That's how Muhammad Ali used to say it back in the days when he was Cassius Clay. Anyway, straight up, I was going to bring you an interview with Mike Tyson and Jazzy Gare. I want to mention the fact that Jazzy Gare was that 14-year-old journalist, of course, that interviewed Mike Tyson on his legacy. Of course, that was sort of, it was hysterical, and that he told her, I don't give an F about legacy and this thing. And she stayed really calm and this and that. I mean, I might have even rolled over a little bit and said, whoa, something's wrong here. But the bottom line is, she showed a lot of class. We'll run that on the Sunday edition. Speaking of the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I am going to broadcast live on Easter Sunday. I usually do each and I'm not the most religious guy in the world, but each and every Sunday we try to do Ring Talk Live Worldwide, whether it's Christmas or Easter or whatever happens to be my birthday. But the bottom line is we try to rock and roll every Sunday. No doubt about that. Of course, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'll spend you a couple of minutes with the He's a boxing fan turned the Commodores lead singer. The lead singer, of course, the Commodores. Now, I'm talking about Brent Carter. Brent Carter will be here. Mr. Carter's kid. That's what I like to call him. Of course, we'll also spend some time with the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. Now, I got to get Larry on the air tomorrow because Monday is going to get a molar taken out. I was supposed to go down and see Larry this Monday, but the dentist jumped in. They're going to take a molar out. He had a molar bothering him there in Honolulu, Hawaii. Of course, he went over for the godmother, Patricia Stitch Merchant. Of course, she passed away a fortnight ago, and then they had services for her over in Maui this past week. Of course, the family went over for that, but he's back, and the bottom line is the godfather is going to have some teeth done on Monday, so I want to get him before the tooth operation. Of course, I expect to go see him the following Monday. I wonder if he'll be able to eat in a week. Because, you know, I like to take him down there. I like him to take me to lunch. And the bottom line is he takes me to these nice places for lunch. And I tell you, they're charged. Hey, Daniel, $20 for a glass of water. That's the type of joints Larry Merchant takes you to. Cost you $20 for a glass of water. I kid you not. I think they wanted for a little tiny burger. I think it was like $27. $27, say to myself, you know, even though it's probably not my money that I'm spending because I was on an expense account, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if I want to spend $27 for a little tiny burger. It was like a quarter-pound patty. I mean, no meat could be that good. Anyway, bottom line is I hope to spend some time next Monday with the retired HBO godfather. He is 94 years old. Of course, he will turn 95 on February the 12th? Something like that. Bottom line is, of course, it was the same date that Mike Tyson got melted down in Tokyo by James Buster Douglas. Of course, they share that same date, Mike Tyson and Mike Tyson getting lit up and Larry Merchant's birthday. But then again, Larry's birthday was, he was in Japan at one point in time, but here in the United States, it was different. So the bottom line is he did celebrate his birthday. Of course, he and Mike Tyson have had a contentious relationship over the years. I wonder how they would get along if they were to meet today. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you don't blame me, blame the producer. Mr. Daniel Ogden, he's a great guy. He's a super dad, and I really want to commend him on Easter Sunday, of course, because every day he's a great father, and that means more to me than anything else. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing. Stay tuned for the Sunday edition. Main event, Matt supposedly feeling better. Right on, Matt. Frank, thank you so much. Until next time, peace, love, and a ton of respect.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. The 2025 Stanley Cup playoffs is set. Matchups include the Jets facing off against the Blues. The Stars will gear up to play the Avalanche. The Vegas Golden Knights will play the Minnesota Wild. Los Angeles Kings and the Edmonton Oilers will face off. Maple Leafs and the Senators get ready to go head-to-head. The Lightning will face off against the Panthers. Capitals will play the Canadiens and the Hurricanes looking to get a W against the Devils. On the NHL scoreboard, Sabres beat the Flyers at home 5-4. Rangers get a big win over the Lightning 4-0. Blue Jackets win it against the Islanders 6-1. Maple Leafs in overtime against the Red Wings take it by 1, 4-3. Penguins win over the Capitals 5-2. Senators at home W against the Hurricanes 7-5. And the Flames on the road against the Kings take it 5-1. Some Major League Baseball action. Diamondbacks get a win over the Marlins 6-4. Pirates win over the Nationals at home 1-0. Mariners on the road against the Reds. Mariners take it 11-7. Athletics over the White Sox 8-0. Phillies defeated the Giants 6-4. Oilers swinging on to a win against the Guardians 6-2. Tigers at home against the Royals take it 6-1. Yankees win over the Rays 6-3. Mets take it over the Cardinals 4-1. And the Rangers at home W against the Angels 5-3. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash.
NHL hockey, tonight is the final night of the regular season. It's odd because for some teams, they had their season come to an end as early as Sunday. Teams have been ending their season every day since, but a handful of teams still going tonight with regular season games. That includes the Flyers at the Sabres, the Red Wings at the Maple Leafs, Hurricanes at the Senators, Lightning at the Rangers, Capitals at the Penguins, Islanders at the Blue Jackets, and the final game of the regular season will take place in Los Angeles with the Kings playing host to the Calgary Flames. The NBA play-in tournament continuing on. Yesterday, the Heat beat the Bulls 109-90, and the Mavericks beat the Kings 120-106. So the battle for the 8 seed coming up on Friday night. Heat at the Hawks, Mavericks at the Grizzlies.
Bundle auto and home, renters, or condo insurance, and save with Progressive. I'm Matt Pauly with the Sports Grid Sports Flash.